Been a while since I've been back here, but Lord knows what we need, don't he? But I'd like to especially say I'd like all my friends and loved ones that's here today with us. Some have come a long way. And the singers, we've loved everything that's been going on here. And we love the Lord, and I know you do. And we're getting older, though, aren't we? But in our hearts, we never get old. It just seems like it stays the same. I'm glad that the Lord put something in us deeper than Adam had. He gave us eternal life. Well, but Roger made a comment there a while ago. He never put a piece of drywall in his church. I didn't either. But I tell you, a guy did. Stand up, Charlie. He's a man that did the drywall work. And I want to set comment just a little about that, if that's all right. When we was looking for someone to contract this drywall in this church, all they had some prices out there. And I found Charlie. I don't know how we got a hold of him, but the Lord brought him. And he said, I'll tell you what, Brother Jackson, we'll make an agreement. We will do all the drywall work, and all you have to do is buy the material and just pay my laborers what they need. Me, nothing. Other than I'd like to preach here sometime. We did it, didn't we? And I understand that he come here and preached again. So you got a double portion. So that was good. That was good. I know it's time's running out. Won't hold you but a few minutes. We was thinking about what to preach. And I don't know about you, but my friend, when it comes to preaching, it takes the Lord to do that. It's like going down to an altar and figuring out what you're going to pray before you get there. You never get the prayer through if you do. But if you get down there and not let your right hand know what your left hand is going to do, it'll work. And you all pray for me. Can I hold that down out of the way a little bit? All right. I want to say again, I love you. Thanks again for everybody coming and being with us today. Got your Bibles? We're going to turn to 1 Kings 16th chapter, 29th verse. I see a lot of our good friends have been in this church for many years, and they're in a better home today. And so we're just going to join them, as David said. We don't want to miss them as far as that part. David said, he can't come back to me, but I can go to him. So that's the point we have to look at. And on the other side of the river, it's much clearer than it is on this side. Y'all pray for us today. Here's Elijah in the 29th verse. He said, in the 38th year of Asa, king of Judah, began Ahab, the son of Omri, to reign over Israel. Ahab, the son of Omri, reigned over Israel and Samaria 22 years. Ahab, the son of Omri, did evil in the sight of the Lord above all that were before him. It came to pass, as if it had been a light thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, that he took a wife, Jezebel, the daughter of Ethanbaal, king of Zidon's, and went and served Baal and worshipped him. Notice now, and he reared up an altar for Baal in the house of Baal, which he had built in Samaria. And Ahab made a grove, and Ahab did more to provoke the Lord God of Israel to anger than all the kings of Israel that were before him. And another verse over here in verse 17, I'm going to stop after this first verse, chapter 17, in verse 1. Elijah the Tishbite was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. Yes. I'm ending it right there. Let me say this to you. Preachers have got a job to do. We have a responsibility. And our job is to preach the gospel. Brother, if it kills grandma, it's our job to not deviate from what God tells us. These old King James Bibles, they're the best you could ever want to get a hold of. And you ought to go buy one if you don't have one. And if you have something different than that, you need to throw in a garbage can. Come on. Are we right? She talked about depression. I've been there. But the Lord brought me out too. So I appreciate it. And I know what you said was right. I felt it. I felt your spirit. But anyway, Elijah had to do a job, friend.
Yeah.
He had to stand up for what he believed in.
Yeah.
We know that Ahab knew that he was king of Israel, and he did wrong.
Yeah.
He sinned against God. He married a woman that was called Jezebel. She was one of the daughters of the Zidons, Baal, and you know old Baal. Yeah. Roger probably taught you that many times, but old Baal was agricultural type God.
Yeah.
They thought when the thunderstorm come and they could see him,
yeah,
in a thunderstorm, they thought that Baal was God of fertility.
Yeah.
They were soaked in him. Everybody believed that, boy, when the crops was to be, when you planted a crop, they believed that old Baal would bring it forth and give them some good fruit, and they would still live like a devil and not do what God tells them. So I'm firmly made to believe this, brother. If you've been to the fountain and drunk the living water, you won't go back and taste that old muddy water.
Yeah.
You'll start doing what God tells you to do. Brother, you'll live for God. You'll start repenting of your sins. We're walking in this body. Brother, it's a fleshy body. It's against God. Our flesh this morning is against God. I'm going to tell you something. Brother, the day the Lord saved me, brother, he put something in me deeper than man could ever put. He put old heartfelt, knee-right salvation. Brother, he gave me a job to do, Brother Roger. Brother, that was to preach the word. We've had some problems along life's way, but I'm telling you this morning, brother, I want to show you. There was Elijah. He looked at old Ahab right in the face. And he said, there'll not be no more rain. Brother, according to God's word, until brother, God gets ready to send it. You know what? Brother, after a while, old Baal, he started fading. Things started looking bad. And brother, the people didn't know what to do. They couldn't turn to God because of evil. You can't serve God and man. You can't be holy between two of people. Brother, it's God or it's nothing. And I want to tell you how this evening. You know, I wrestled many times when I stand to preach God's word. I don't know what to say. I'm just an old heartfelt, brother, blood-bought Christian. I've been saved with God's grace. And so deceived. Brother, it's good. Be what God wants us to be. But you see how Elijah had to live his life. How he had to perform what he said. When you stand to preach God's word, you've got to be behind what God tells you. Your word won't be worth a nibble. Brother, the people, if you don't live what you say, that's just like getting up and saying, if you don't live right for God, it won't do a bit of good. I'm telling you, brother, the same God that saved us. I remember back in 77, Philip was born in August of that year. Brother, they was, I'd come around in here. And brother, a little old lump, I didn't even have a lawnmower. I went to a little church. But anyway, I was pushing the lawnmower trying to cut the grass. I was burning up. Work all day and try to get the grass cut for church. I wasn't a pastor then. I wasn't even preaching then. But I went down to Norwood, and there was a preacher down there, and he had a little bitty lawnmower, a riding mower. I said, buddy, I said, I don't know how much you want for that, but I'd sure like to buy it from you. He said, what are you going to do with it? I said, I'm going to cut the church off. He said, you can have it.
Amen.
What I'm trying to say, folks, when you serve the Lord, God's got a plan for us. And we don't need the devil to interfere in it, Brother Ron. Brother, listen.
Yeah.
He said, now, Elijah, he said, it ain't going to rain. I'm going to tell you, that's a little ravine up down there at the Brook Jared. And he said, you go down there and you stay there. I'll have the ravens that'll bring you some bread and meat. You tell me, brother, God don't move when he tells you something. Fall in the direction of God's Spirit and you'll see difference. That's what's wrong with us. We don't follow God's Spirit.
Amen.
And so, brother, and what did he do? He went down to the brook, and brother, as long as God told him, you stay in the brook. You see, when God touches somewhere, when the Spirit's moving, don't move away from it until you see it ain't working no more. And then don't try to work it up in the flesh. I'm glad you, brother, and then after a while, and the brook run dry. Well, you know what? Well, you think God wouldn't be in there, but God had a plan. You see, he's got a plan for every one of us. We've got to listen to him and follow his plan. And when we do, we'll see results. And so, he said, I'll tell you what, Elijah. Look here, there's a little widow woman. Well, there was many widows back then. I guess, brother, it probably was where the old church was at. No doubt. I read word how God was there. He moved him up there. All the members, brother, they was on the other side of the mountain, worshiping Baal and his prophets, serving the night of God, walking according to the flesh and not according to God's Spirit. That's why they were in trouble. But he met her there, and he said, where are you going? And brother, she told him, I have two little sticks together. Me and my son, we're going to eat this, and we're going to die. Oh, he said, go get me a drink of water. He's still following the water course. Bless God. Brother, the water, it's got to be what we got to follow. We got to drink from Manuel's well. We're the never going to dry.
Amen.
I guess that old little woman probably went down to that brook many times. She knew it was going to run dry, and she got her enough to take up there. She had plenty of water. A church has got plenty of it too, brother. And they got plenty of meat and plenty of bread. What do you mean, preacher? The meat is the doctrine. The word is the Lord. And the Spirit, brother, represents the oil.
Amen.
I want to tell you, she went. She said, nevertheless, I'll do it. And brother, she did. And he said, I'm going to tell you, a little meal in that barrel, and that little cruise of oil you got, may be my must-see. But it'll never run out, Bill, until the drought's over with. Amen. And they sat there and ate. And you know what happened? In a little while, her son died. And represented what? Death comes in a church. I'm not talking about natural death. I'm talking about spiritual death. It comes in a church. And brother, he died. And the first thing the mother said, what he done, to bring my sin to remembrance. And brother, he got them, took that little boy up to the room where the old prophet lived. You need to get your dead people in church. Get them resurrected from the dead. Let God move upon them. And then you'll see people, not dead, but alive.
Amen.
Oh, a little while, my son, he took her back out the door. And he said, behold, thy son liveth. Well, I'm going to tell you, God's son's living too. Right in the church. And he said, now, Elijah, you've got a job to do. And really, oh, but now, he was going one direction. Ahab was going another direction. Unless two walk together, they cannot agree. That's why they had to separate. Sin will not let you walk with God, and neither will God walk with sin. That's just the way it is. Amen. And brother, he said, oh, well, without, I found Elijah. Oh,
has never changed. It's the same church, Ruby. And it was the day, brother, that he set it up. Upon this rock, I'll be a man. You got to get on one side. I don't care. I'm going to preach this message. And I know he'll be behind me. Brother Roger will. Now listen. He said, I'll tell you what I want you all to do. And you build you an altar. They tore God's altar down. And build you one now. And I'll tell you what to do. You call on Baal. And you call. We'll sit here and wait on you. We're going to give you the first opportunity. We're going to show you what you made out of. Brother, when old Baal didn't work, ain't nothing in it. Ain't no spirit in it. That's why sometimes when preachers get up and preach, they're like a sounding brass that's whipped and assembled. They just ain't got nothing. But what's wrong, brother? They serve in flesh. What flesh wants to give them? But one day, they're going to have to lay her down, brother, like all the rest of her people. And you're going to have a decision on your hands. You're going to serve God and live, or you going to die and suffer with the rest of them. That's not right. Build that altar. They got that altar on. He said, now listen, what you're going to do today, you're going to call fire down. And let's see what happens. They got the praying, and they got the hollering, and they got kind of emotional in the flesh. And you know what else they did? They took lengths out. This will get people's attention quick. You know, when you go up to a race, they like to see people wrecked, get killed. That's all about a race. That's exciting. That's exciting moments when a boxer knocks somebody out and he's the winner. That's exciting when the World Series go on and it's 13 wins. That's exciting. Well, that day, they said, wait a minute. Baal ain't going to answer. We're going to have to answer. And all we got is blood, physical blood. And that God don't work in blood. Amen. Only his blood. I said, the old preacher said one time, if you can make blood white and snow, you got the Lord's blood. Amen. I have to agree with it. That old red blood flows through the natural veins and produces sin. in depression. All you want to do is eat and sleep. I know. Yeah. I've been there. You see. But in a little while, he come back and he woke her. I woke him up. He said, Elijah, he said, get up. Yeah. The journey, you've got to travel. Yeah. It's a long journey.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes.
I thought he was going to see God. He was going back to that old mountain where God had talked to him. He was going back to the place. Sometimes we need to go back to the place where we came from.
Yes.
Sometimes we need to go back and say, Lord, I want you to help us.
Yes.
Get us back on track. Another angel fed him, and he got up, brother, and 40 days he traveled with that food, and he came to the old cave.
Yeah.
Went inside there, and brother, listen, I just got to finish it. I was okay.
Yeah.
He went in that cave, brother, and he heard God's voice. He said, Lord, he said, God, he said, they tore the altars down, and they denied you. I'm the only one left, Lord. I'm the only one. But God knew his heart. He knew what this is. No matter what condition you come to, he hears you.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, brother, it rained.
people out on the streets. You can't stop people. This big church behind you over here, don't worry about that church. You know what God said? He said, if they're for me, they're not against me. Don't worry about
that.
Come on, buddy. You get down and out and get depressed. When you see, I remember, I'm going to state this. In this church here for you, Brother Roger. And Brother Ron, you was out here with us. I'd rather we get out and knock on these doors. They wouldn't nobody come from the area we sent. Ain't nobody come, but we went. Then we, Brother Ryle, Anthony, then we, brothers, we went. And you know what God would do? He'd bring them in from other places.
Yeah.
He'd fill the church up. But he never brought one of them that we asked.
Yeah.
I didn't understand it. But we stopped.
Yeah.
We stopped going with me. And what happened? The church got stale. And it started simmering away. I said, boys, it's time to get back out now and get the hedges and highways. I'm telling you, brother, I believe in it. Face the devil and tell him there ain't no rain in his place until he gets to the church. Then he can get some rain.
Powerful message this morning. I appreciate Brother Woody and the message. But there's still others that can make a step out today. Would you just sing one more verse? I ask you today at the beginning of the service, how many of you, if I can paraphrase it, how many of you need a touch from God? Some of you have been away from God for a long time. And you know that you need to get your life right with Him, because you're in that state to where you can't worship God because you've been away from Him so long that you've gotten cold and indifferent. And some of you today that know that you need a change in your life, that things that you used to have all your hopes and dreams in, that they've just not fulfilled what you thought they would. As Woody preached this morning, that I believe with all my heart, if you really want to be blessed in life, you've got to know God. And not just know Him, but worship Him with all that you have. With all that you have. And when you do that, yes, we'll still have troubles and trials. But I have somebody walking beside me that said He would never leave me nor forsake me. Even when I can't talk to anybody else, and my family knows, y'all think here at the church that I must talk all the time. I very rarely talk outside of church. Very rarely. But when I need somebody to talk to, Pete, I've got someone who's got an ear that is open. And He knows my voice. And I know His. This morning, you've got that longing in your heart. You know, I believe everybody knows that there is a God. It doesn't matter what the world may say. You cannot look around us and say that there is not a God. No atomic explosion took place and made this world. Right? And look at us. And I say this oftentimes here at the church. My forefathers did not come swinging off of a tree or walking out of a pond somewhere. But mine come because God created each and every one of us and made us a living soul. And Woody preached so good this morning that that soul is going to live somewhere in eternity. It's your choice. You can go to heaven, or you can die in your sins and go to a devil's hell for eternity. One last verse, and this will be it. And we'll go downstairs and have some lunch. But this meal is more important than what's down there, because this will sustain you for the rest of your life. Would you do that? Would you make that step this morning? How about you that are Christians that's cold and indifferent? Why don't you come this morning? Just take a step by faith, asking God to help you. Some of you have been raised in church. You know what you're feeling this morning. You know that you need to make that step. Don't let pride and what someone might say keep you back. But now, while God speaks, follow your heart. Yes. Yes, of God I come. Amen. Amen. Did you enjoy the Bakers this morning? Yeah. Give them a hand clap today. They did a wonderful job. All the way from down in Means, Kentucky. They traveled many miles to be here with us today, and I'm thankful for that. And for Brother Woody and Sister Nona and family that come with them. And what we're going to do is we're going to go downstairs and have some lunch. And we invite everybody to go down and join with us in that. But also, how many of you enjoyed being out to the house of God today? Raise your hands. Amen? Amen. Since you enjoyed it so much, we're going to allow you to help these singers and preacher to their next place. The church is going to give them a stopping, some type of offering to try to help them. But we want you to be able to help them also. So we're going to have the plates at the back. As you go out to go downstairs to lunch, We'll be standing there. We'll have the plates there for you to give. And also the bakers have